Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Senate Democrats will try to advance a sweeping voting rights bill today, but NPR's Giles Snyder reports Democrats don't have the votes.
The bill needs 60 votes to begin debate, but Democrats seem unlikely to peel off the 10 Republican votes they need to overcome a GOP filibuster. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell has said the voting bill will get no quarter from Republicans. If the bill fails, the focus of attention is likely to fall on the Senate filibuster. Democrats could try to modify it or get rid of it entirely.
NPR's Giles Snyder reporting. President Biden met moderate Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia at the White House Monday. They talked about voting rights. Manchin has proposed his own slimmer version of a voting rights bill, trying to win Republican support. It's not clear that's happened. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds that many young adults are not eager to get a COVID-19 vaccine. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, that comes although there's a great supply of COVID vaccines.
The report finds that across the country, many young people are not getting the COVID vaccine, and many don't plan to either. By the end of last month, fewer than 40% of 18 to 29-year-olds had gotten a vaccine, and the rate of new people coming for a jab has been declining. Research shows that one out of every two adults under 40 is saying no, or not yet, to getting a vaccine. The U.S. has 98 million adults under 40. It's a key demographic that's holding the country back from reaching President Biden's goal of getting 70% of adults a COVID shot by July 4th. The CDC suggests that messages about getting vaccinated to protect their communities and bringing vaccine clinics to where the young people are could help move the needle with this group. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will appear before a House panel today on a Zoom call looking into the U.S. response to the pandemic. In prepared testimony, Powell says the U.S. is emerging from its shutdown, but inflation is still a concern. The Pentagon says that it could slow down its withdrawal from Afghanistan. That comes amid rapid gains made by the Taliban across that country. NPR's Dia Hadid has more.
The American withdrawal from Afghanistan is about half completed, and NATO is winding up its on-the-ground mission at the same time. It comes as the Taliban overruns dozens of districts across Afghanistan, and they're encircling provincial cities as well. Now, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says that the full withdrawal from Afghanistan by September 11 remains in place, but at a press briefing, he says the pace could be adjusted based on conditions on the ground. Kirby says once American forces withdraw, their support to Afghan forces will just be financial. There's still no clear resolution on how to maintain the Afghan Air Force without U.S. military support or contractors. That's seen as key to keeping the Taliban at bay. Dia Hadid, NPR News.
This is NPR News. A pro-democracy newspaper in Hong Kong, known for investigations and its anti-China rhetoric, is expected to close. The Apple Daily has angered the Chinese government. Its publisher and editors have been jailed, and now its financial accounts have been frozen. The paper's officials say if the accounts are not unlocked by the end of the week, the Hong Kong paper will close permanently. The United Kingdom says it will start talks to join the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for Trans-Pacific Partnership. This comes months after the UK drastically curtailed its trade ties with the European Union. Willem Marx reports from London.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has announced it will kickstart talks to join the Pacific-focused CPTPP trade agreement. This after trading volumes with nearby Europe plummeted following Britain's exit from the EU. CPTPP membership currently includes 11 countries, Australia, Canada and Japan among them. The UK already has bilateral agreements with the majority, though a recent deal with Australia provoked anger among UK farmers concerned about low-cost meat imports. The big prize, trade experts say, would be if the United States joined, a move former President Donald Trump vetoed. US membership would provide Britain with a backdoor trade deal with one of its most important trading partners. NPR News, I'm Willem Marx in London.
Police in Nicaragua have arrested yet another potential presidential candidate. Several have been detained. This blocks any potential opposition to incumbent President Daniel Ortega. The actions of Nicaragua's government have been deemed so brazen that both Argentina and Mexico have recalled their ambassadors to that country. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington. Support.